interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Champions find a way. Dig deep, keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. We want to try to be conference champions every year. We want to try to win our county every year. We want to try to win our sectional every year.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this pregame show on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams, live from this presentation of Lady Arabian Basketball. Tonight, the Mount Vernon Marauders will travel to Pendleton Heights to take on your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. We got a great game, of course, for Pendleton Heights. They stand at a 4-4 record, their last showing against Jennings County. Lucas, can you tell me some of the stats from that game?
Yes, so of course the leading scorer, of course, for the Pendleton Heights Arabians is Casey Warfel, who did have 20 points, but also Ada Hupfer, the center sophomore, she did have 15 points off a 7-for-11 shooting. And then, you know, other than that, you just have a few miscellaneous scores, but, you know, those two main leaders, they really just showed out that night.
Yeah, and then on the flip side of things for the Marauders, we don't have their stats for their last game against Connersville, but they sit at a nice record, 7-2, their season stats. Leading the way for them is Zoe Wood, the freshman, averaging 16 a game. You know, you got to be a pretty special player to be leading the team with 16 a game as a freshman. Of course, 5 rebounds a game for her. I mean, that's a leader early. That's a great sign, but this is a young team.
You know, Pendleton is really no stranger to kind of those some of those younger players. Of course, you know, being, you know, their own team. I mean, look at some of those players that have really stepped up. You don't really see, you know, too many seniors on this team. You know, some of the other people that are talking about, you know, Ada Upfer, who's, you know, obviously a sophomore. You have Mamie Trout and Olivia Jones, who are juniors. So, you know, they're no stranger to going up being against, you know, some of those younger players.
Yeah, I mean, for Mount Vernon, they've got two seniors on their team. One of them averages 5, the other averages 0.6, and that's, you know, that's not too much starting caliber players. And, you know, for your freshmen and your juniors to be leading the way, that's pretty special for a team. For Pendleton Heights, had a 4-4 record. They haven't really started the season as they wanted to. They've played some tough opponents, but some bright things in their future. They've shown some great basketball in their future, if you would. Then for the Marauders, they're ranked 77th in the class, while Pendleton Heights is way above them at 31st. So, you know, the strength of schedule isn't nearly the same, and the Marauders, they've got less expectations than previous years, but this is still going to be a great game, and I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I mean, Pendleton, they've, you know, there might be not the record that they want to be. Of course, 4-4 is not a bad record, but, you know, if they've lost a few close games here and there. So, you know, going up against someone who's 7-2, especially when they are your conference rival, I mean, they're definitely going to want it, you know, maybe a little bit more than some of these other games that they played through.
Yeah, the conference rivalry is something big to talk about. Of course, Mount Vernon is our school rival, and they sit at a nice 7-2 record. But, you know, you look at this team on paper, and it's like, why do they sit at 7-2? Is it their strength of schedule? Have they played some easier teams? I mean, they played Connersville last week, went into overtime. But this Pendleton Heights is a great team. 4-4 is not truly what they are, and I think we're going to see that play out into the game. With that, that will wrap it up for our pregame show, but stay tuned for more. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Find out about the latest around the campus and community with WEEM Weekly, a bi-weekly podcast hosted by our podcast staff here at 91.7 WEEM. You can find WEEM Weekly wherever podcasts can be found or on YouTube as 91.7 WEEM-WEEM Media.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show here on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm here with Pendleton Heights girls basketball coach, Coach Rogers. Coach, how we doing?
Doing good.
Good. All right. So stepping into the new season, losing 3 seniors as well as Michaela Morrison last year being a sophomore. What do you think about the team and how have you constructed them going into the season? And what do you think about the new players that you have under you here as well at Pendleton?
Yeah, you know, we've picked up a couple new ones with Aubriana Gray, you know, our transfer from Texas.
Yeah.
She's been instrumental for us. And, you know, we've really had a lot of kids step up. Aubrey Warfel is one that, you know, here lately has really kind of started to spread her wings and starting to make, you know, really good reads on the court, things like that. So, and then we have a strong group of returners, you know, Jones, Roberts, Casey Warfel, Ada Hupfer. You know, so we're just, you know, I feel like we have a really talented team. We just have to, you know, figure it out. We made some changes to our schedule to make it tougher. You know, we all want to win, but, you know, obviously big picture is when we get down to February for tournament time. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to prepare for. And, you know, just get better each day.
Yeah, so I was actually going to ask you about the new players. You already mentioned Aubrey Gray. You added two freshmen and two sophomores as well to the roster. How have they really, you know, fit into this team, you know, provided at practice and in games and stuff, and how are they really stepping into different roles, and what are those roles for
them? Yeah, you know, they're growing. You know, Jana McGraw and Claire Sorrells, we're working on them to kind of bring some added height, you know, either if Ada's in foul trouble or kind of a second big, so to speak, screener role. They both have great touch from the perimeter. You know, they're still growing and getting better. And then the two freshmen, Sophia Bruce and Nicole Glassley, different. You know, Sophia's ultra athletic. She, in practice yesterday, I think I joked, I bet that kid probably had 40 deflections just because, you know, somebody will think something's open and she just somehow figures out a way to get her hands on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's predominantly more of a point guard, two guard, handles the ball, can get in the lane. And then Nicole Glassley, you know, she's kind of a zone buster, great movement off the ball, coming off screens. And she's continuing to kind of hone, you know, her skills and what her role is going to be. So we're excited about the new ones.
All right. And during the summer, I'd assume you guys obviously, have like workouts and stuff during the summer, but you also have girls playing in AAU brackets. Mm-hmm. How did the girls get work in within the summer while also being on those AAU teams? And what did that look like?
Yeah. You know, the month of June, is pretty much just for us. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of team stuff throughout June where we're going to different colleges to play in, you know, maybe 1 or 2 day shootouts. And then we're also in the weight room and, you know, working on the court 3 days a week. So June is pretty much for us. And then July, we kind of transition to a lot of those kids that are in AAU. They are, you know, kind of with us some. But then when they're out on the circuit, with their teams, you know, we try to get them in as much as we can in July, but we know that, you know, a lot of those girls that do play, they're going to be out, but, you know, they're still getting up and down and things like that. So we don't try to push it too much with them.
All right. So, you mentioned your schedule getting harder this year. You're sitting at an even record, but, tonight you guys face off against Mount Vernon. How have you been preparing for them on the defensive side, and what can we expect tonight?
Yeah, I think for us, I think the big key has been intensity. You know, there at times we are really, really good, defensively, but I think we can be even better. And I think a lot of that just kind of, you know, the devil's in the details. We've been really trying to work hard to get, you know, one or multiple people to just, you know, raise the temperature, on a possession, you know, talking, calling out screens, bumping cuts, just kind of being that kind of, you know, emotional or vocal leader, on the court. And, you know, we're not there every possession, but there's times, you know, there's times when it looks really good, and we're just working to try to be to be at that high level more often than not. So I think the other thing, you know, we tend to struggle with Saturday afternoon games. You know, we kind of came out of the gate a little bit slow at Jennings County at that Sneakers for Santa shootout, struggled at Westfield. Even came out of the gate kind of slow at Heritage Christian as well. So we have to, you know, start strong on these Saturday afternoon games for sure.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have, unfortunately, for this segment. Good luck this Saturday, and thanks for joining me here as well on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you want to promote your business on the best student-run radio around? You can. For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. Extension is 6094. Or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. Underwriting for WEEM helps our station grow and gives our students more opportunities in the studio. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Luke Watson, and you're tuned in for another Arabian Sports Network broadcast on 91.7 WEEM. I am here for my first game, my debut here at Pendleton, and I'm here with JC Robinette.
Yes, I'm super excited. I'm doing my first game here, too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to see what's going on today with the game, and yeah, super excited.
JC, you and I were talking a little bit before the broadcast, and you had a little bit of information to share about some of the coaches.
Yes, so actually I was doing some research on the coaches, and it looks like we've got a great little battle between the coaches. So from Mount Vernon, we have Coach Shelton. It is her 24th year at Mount Vernon this year. She's actually the 2,000-point scorer at Butler, and she has four straight sectional titles, so she is, you know, she's on fire. And then we've got Coach Rogers here at Pendleton Heights. This is his third year as the head coach and his fifth year total. He's actually the PHHS leader in rebounds, field goal percentage, and second all-time points. So he's looking great. And fun fact, he was recruited by Matt Painter, who is Purdue's head coach, for Southern Illinois University. So he's looking great too.
Yeah, and I mean, there's not enough you can say great about both of these coaches. Coach Shelton, she's an Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame inductee. She's spent some time as the assistant coach at Butler. She's the assistant athletic director at Mount Vernon. And I mean, 24 years of doing anything is truly incredible.
Yeah, it's so incredible. And amazing.
And so, she actually, so fun fact for you, she's five of the last six sectional titles have gone to Mount Vernon. And the year that they lost, they were upset by New Pal in the first round of the sectionals back in the 2019-2020 season. And then about 2 weeks later, COVID hit and the world shut down for a while. So it's really a great coaching matchup for us. Now turning to the teams, Mount Vernon is 7-2 at the time. They're on a one-game win streak. Last year, they ended the season at 13-14 with, of course, their last of four sectional titles. Pendleton Heights, the Lady Arabians, are 4-4 currently. They're on a one-game losing streak. Last year, they finished up at 15-10. It has been 702 days since the last game between these two teams. The last time they played was December 2nd, and Pendleton Heights won the matchup 44-39.
That was a pretty close game. So I'm looking to see, you know, how the players have grown this year, and I think it's going to be a really close game, just like it was last year.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really excited for this game. I've been calling around the station the State Road 67 Showdown. These teams are so close to each other. Yes, they're in different counties, but of course, Mount Vernon is right down the road, just west of here. And this is a big rivalry for the two schools.
Absolutely.
The Marauders and the Lady Arabians, of course, clash in all different sports all across, and I'm really excited for the game today.
Yeah, me too.
Turning to the lineups a little bit, for Pendleton Heights, Casey Warfel, of course, the senior. She had 23 points on 7 of 19 shooting last game. And turning over to Mount Vernon, the player to watch over there is 32 minutes, 12 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists for freshman Zoe Wood. Really excited to watch these two teams match up. And I got to tell you, having a freshman step up like Zoe has this year is going to be really exciting, a good treat for us to watch today.
Yes, I'm very excited to see both of them play today.
And I got to tell you, as we look through the Mount Vernon lineup, some of the other players that are showing up just absolutely stuffing the stat sheet. Gabby Thomas is averaging 9.8 points a game, 3 rebounds a game, 1.2 assists on 36% shooting, 37% from 3. But as I'm looking over at the stats for Pendleton Heights, a person to watch for today's game, Aubrey Gray, she's a transfer in senior. She's shooting 70% from the field and 60% from 3, which is truly unprecedented.
Wow. Yeah, very amazing.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we will catch you on the other side. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range J. It's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with a left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Pendleton Heights High School. This is the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Luke Watson. I'm here with JC Robinette, and we have the starting lineups here for you. For Mount Vernon, the Lady Marauders is Gabby Thomas, number 4, number 10, Reagan Britt, number 12, Zoe Wood, and then the front court is Addison Bucksaw, number 22, and number 31, Delaney Williams. The starters for your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians will be Mammy Trout, Casey Warfel, Olivia Jones, Emma Roberts, and Ada Hupfer. The tip-off is coming up next in about 2 seconds. Jumping for the Arabians is Ada Hupfer, number 50. And jumping for Mount Vernon is 31, Delaney Williams. Pendleton takes the ball back into the backcourt with Emma Roberts bringing it up across the timeline. She's looking, passing over to number 12, Casey Warfel. Casey brings it back up to the top of the key, back into the free throw line, and it is a foul on Mount Vernon. And the Arabians will get the ball at the baseline. 22, Olivia Jones will bring the ball in. Play set up here by the Arabians. 4 seconds count, and back to the top of the key for Ada Huffer. And she'll bring it back, and the Arabians will reset at the top of the key. Looks like they're running the five-out motion offense here. Casey Dockman back inside. Three off the line by Casey Warfel. And the ball will go out of bounds and back to the Arabians.
So to talk about our seniors real fast, Emma Roberts, she is averaging 2.5 points per game, 1.5 rebounds per game, and 3 assists per game. She is looking really good. Another senior is Casey Warfel, who is averaging 22 points per game. So she has had a great season all 4 years of high school, averaging those really high numbers. We've got her with 4 rebounds per game and 2 assists per game.
And Mount Vernon has taken over possession for the first time this game. Up top is Zoe Wood, the freshman, and she swings it over to the left, back up to the top, and looks like Mount Vernon is starting to move the ball a lot at the top of the key here. And it looks like it's a jump ball between Gabby Thomas and Casey Warfel. Possession will go back to Mount Vernon at their baseline. It is 0-0 with 7:04 left in the first quarter. Mount Vernon kicks it back up top to Zoe Wood. She drives in. Big three by number 31, Delaney Williams, and it is rebounded by Ada Hupfer. Pendleton coming back down the court, setting back up their offense, trying to be really intentional, and that's a big three by Ada Hupfer. Rebounded by number 10 for the Marauders. And they'll bring it back up the court with Zoe Wood. Zoe Wood is trying to set up at the top, isolated by Olivia Jones. Kicks it over to Delaney Williams, and she has it up top looking to... It looks like Mount Vernon's really trying to put some insert passes, try to get into the paint, but the Arabians are stifling them, keeping them up at the three-point line. Pass back up to the top of the key. Looks like Mount Vernon will reset with Zoe Wood. She takes a J right at the free throw line, and it's good for the first 2 points of the game. And Zoe Wood has started the game 1 of 2 shooting, and the Arabians will bring the ball back down the court. Number 23, Emma Roberts, has the ball, and she's kicking it over to Casey Warfel, down to Ada Hupfer in the paint. And it just rims out. And before down with the rebound, that's Gabby Thomas. Mount Vernon pushing the ball up the court with a little bit of tempo, trying to start the fast break. And they're going to reset their offense up at the top of the key. Zoe Wood with the ball. Drive in by number 4, Gabby Thomas, kicks it back out to 12. Zoe Wood, and we have a foul on the Arabians. Number 23, Emma Roberts, with her first foul of the game. We're going to get 2 free throws here for number 22, Addison Bucksot, her first shots of the game. And she buries the first one. It looks like the game has, both offenses are trying to really slow down and run their offenses. They both want to kind of dig into their game here.
Yes, Addison Bucksaw, actually, she is averaging 4.8 points per game, and she is looking hot today. You know, she's doing great, and yeah.
Hits the second free throw, and the Arabians will take the ball back down the court. Number 23, Emma Roberts, has the ball at the top of the key. And again, as we've been talking about, both coaches really trying to establish their offenses here. A little bit of ball movement here for the Arabians. Jump shot by number 12. Will not go for Casey Warfel. First missed shot of the game. And the rebound is brought down. And Mount Vernon will kick it all the way back up the court. Big three just rims out for Delaney Williams. We have our first full timeout of the game, and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership. But we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. Extension is 6094. Or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to 91.7 WEEM and the Arabian Sports Network. We are 3 minutes into the game so far in the first period. The Lady Arabians are down 0-4 against the Mount Vernon Marauders. But Ada Hupper has just hit a free throw, and there was a foul on Delaney Williams for Mount Vernon. Ada will be shooting two. Hits the second shot. She's 2-for-2 on free throws for the day, and she's actually 80% on the season. Good start for both teams here. It's 2-4 with 5:50 left in the first quarter. Delaney Williams pass over to Gabby Thomas, who takes a three. Number 12, Zoe Wood, comes down with it, makes the two, and it is 6-2 Marauders. Number 23 swings it back up to five here. Mamie Trout for the Arabians. Back over to Ada Hupfer and down into the paint for Avery Miller. And there is a foul called on the rebound by Mamie Trout. Look to the officials for the foul. It will be on number 10, Reagan Britt. That will be her first of the game. And we will have two from the line. Mamie Trout. These are her first two free throws of the game. And the first one hits the back of the rim and out. And we are shooting two here. In the game for the Arabians is Casey Werfel, Olivia Jones, Mamie Trout, Ada Hupfer, and number 23, Emma Roberts. Second free throw will go, and it is now 3-6, Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon's trying to break out of a half-court trap and turns the ball over to the Arabians. Ball in the corner with number 12, and number 12, Casey Werfel, with the travel off of that. So Pendleton Heights has switched their defense to a half-court trap, and they're really going to try to press in here and create pressure for Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon breaks the trap. Number 12, Zoe Wood, goes up to the court, and she finds at the top of the key a three for Gabby Thomas. Gabby Thomas just off the back of the rim, and Emma Roberts will take the ball back up the court. Emma, again, trying to set up the offense. Takes a three at the logo, and it is just out. But rebound by Ada Hupfer, who is fouled. Just missing the and one, and she'll go to the line for another two free throws. That's a big shot there by Olivia Jones on the three.
Yeah, well, Olivia Jones is actually a junior. She is averaging 6.8 points per game, six rebounds, and three assists. So she's looking great. And then we've got Ada Hupfer, who is a sophomore. She is averaging 13 points per game, 12 rebounds, and one assist per game. So they're all looking great.
Ada Hupfer has hit her first free throw to give her all 4 points for the Arabians in the game so far. Second one, nothing but net. It is now 5 points for the Arabians, six for the Mount Vernon Marauders, and Ada Hupfer has all five for Pendleton so far. Mount Vernon is working through the trap at the timeline. Crosses over. Delaney Williams is going to drive in for Mount Vernon. Big layup just off the back of the rim. Rebound to a scramble of Arabians, and it's kicked out by Mount Vernon. The Arabians will have the ball at all the way at the other end of the court, and they're going to bring it back up and reset their offense. Number 23, Emma Roberts, will have the ball at the top of the key as the Arabians try to take their first lead of the game here with 4:30 left in the first quarter. 5 points for the Arabians, six for Mount Vernon. Ada Hupfer into the middle and just misses off the back of the rim. Rebound by Zoe Wood as she brings it up the court for the Marauders. Zoe Wood looks to drive in, passes out to number 20, Aaliyah Baxter, and she will travel and turn the ball over. That will be the second travel of the game. Pendleton Heights will inbound the ball to Emma Roberts. Emma will bring it up slowly up the court as, again, it looks like the Arabians so far are trying to really get the ball through to Ada Hupfer as she's trying to control the offense in this four-out-one-in offense for the Arabians. Another foul on number 20, Aaliyah Baxter. Her first foul of the game, the second for the Marauders, and that will send Aubrey Warfel to the line. First free throw rims around and in for Aubrey. Aubrey is a 78% free throw shooter on the year so far. And her second shot is good as well. That's 2 points for her. 7-6, first to lead for the Arabians. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. And Delaney Williams will bring the ball back up the court for Mount Vernon. She looks over to number 20. And it's back. Looks like they're also trying to bring the ball down into the paint, really establish a paint game. Number 12, Reagan Britt, driving in, rims out, rebounded by Ada Hupfer. It's her third rebound of the game. The Arabians back down the court, and again, trying to set up this four-out-one-in as Ada Hupfer sits in the short post. Drive in and good by Aubrey Warfel. That is her 4 points of the game. And Mount Vernon's going to come back down the court. It looks like the Arabians have dropped off of their half-court trap, and they're setting back up in their own end. Delaney Williams with a big three from the elbow, and it's good. A big three by Delaney Williams to bring the game back to 9-9. And we are at 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Big drive by Ada Hupfer, and it's in on the right side. And she's picked up her 7 points of the game. We're going to have another timeout here. We're going to take a quick break. It's 11-9 Pendleton Heights, and you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network at 91.7 WEEM. We are with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Pendleton Heights versus the Mount Vernon Marauders, and it is 11-9 Pendleton Heights. Mount Vernon went on a bit of a run to start the game, but Pendleton Heights has closed the gap. There's a foul on the play here, and we are shooting free throws at the line. It is number 12, Zoe Wood, the freshman, who has hit her first and about to step into her second free throw for Mount Vernon.
Zoe Wood averaging great stats for the Lady Marauders with 70% free throw percent, so she's doing great.
And she has hit the second free throw. It is now 11-11. We're all tied up with just 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Missed three there by Casey Warfel, and Mount Vernon will bring the ball back up the court. Delaney Williams in the corner, and she's going to kick it back out to Reagan Britt, who's going to swing it over to the elbow on the right side. And they're running a two-man game here. Delaney Williams with her second three. That's her last two threes have hit. She's got 6 points on the game. She's 2 for 3 in the three-point line. And they ran a great two-man game there between Reagan Britt and Delaney Williams. That's senior to freshman. Pendleton Heights, quick jumper in the paint for number 12, Casey Warfel, and it's just missed. Picked back up. Offensive rebound for Ada Hupfer. And it looks like we have a foul on the floor, blocking foul on Mount Vernon. It's going to go on number 31, Delaney Williams. That's her first foul of the game. Ada Hupfer is going to go to the line.
Ada Hupfer is looking really great with an 80% free throw percentage. And, you know, she's looking great this year with that.
Hits the first free throw. That's her 8th point of the game. She's got another one at the line. 6 of her points have come from the line today. And that'll make it 7. Another 2 points at the line. That's 9 points on the game for Ada Hupfer. Pendleton Heights down 1, 13-14 with just 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Mount Vernon has the ball at the top of the line. Their point guard, Zoe Woods, is trying to find an entry point. Passes it over to Reagan Britt, and there is a traveling violation called on Reagan Britt. Pendleton will take the ball back in their end. And it looks like they're going to inbound it here to Casey Warfel. And Casey's going to bring the ball back up the court across the timeline and really set up this Arabian offense here. She's going to kick the ball over to Mammy Trout. Mammy's going to drive in back over to Warfel in the corner, and she's struggling a little bit. Got defense all around her. Finds an entry point in number 12, Casey Warfel. And there looks to be, the ball is kicked out of bounds. Arabian ball down on their own end. Let's see what Coach Rogers draws up for a baseline play here. He's calling over to his players. Got a four-man line box on the right side of the paint. And it's kicked back out to the top to Aubrey Warfel, who loses the ball in a host of marauders. And they come back up with it. Back into the half-court trap for Pendleton. And they get the ball turned back over. Casey Warfel will kick it out to Mamie Trout. Tough pass, a little bit of a miscommunication there, and Mount Vernon will get the ball back again. Let me tell you, JC, that trap comes on fast, and it can be quite a surprise for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tough thing for them to deal with, and Coach Rogers has used it sparingly but effectively so far in this first half. Mount Vernon has the ball back at the top of the key. Zoe Wood is looking around for some help as she's trapped up by two. Passes it back into number four, Gabby Thomas. Just off the right side, and it's brought back down by Pendleton Heights. Pendleton Heights has the ball. Ada Hupford driving in for another free throw, for another layup attempt, excuse me, and she will go to the line for two, drawing another foul through the lane. And she's looked really strong so far today. She's averaging roughly 13 points a game, and she might hit that here in the first quarter. First free throw goes down, and that's 10 points on the day for Ada Hupfer. I believe 8 of those have come at the line. She's done a great job today of getting to the line, staying out of foul trouble herself, as she has 0 fouls. And it is 14-14 right now, pending the second free throw with 1 minute left in the first. She hits the second free throw, and she's at 11 points on the game so far.
That'll be 15 Arabians to 14 Marauders with a minute left on the clock.
We've got a minute left. No way to go 1-1 in high school with no shot clock. And pass just errantly out of bounds by Mount Vernon. The Arabians will take the ball back over. But let me tell you, Mount Vernon has really come on here at the end of this first quarter. Two big threes from Delaney Williams. She's 2 for 3 on the game, 45% on the year. And she's really made this close, kept this close with those two big shots. 23, Emma Roberts has the ball at the top of the key, and she's going to kick it over to Trout. Trout back over to Roberts, and they're running a four-man point game here. Hupfert has gone out for number 12, Casey Warfel, and it's a little bit of a shorter lineup here for Pendleton. And Mamie Trout's going to go to the line on the foul. There's a blocking foul on number 20.
Mamie Trout is a junior. She has a 60% free throw percentage, so she's looking good too.
Yeah, 3 out of every 5 here, and she hits the first one. That's her first point of the game. It is now 16-14 with 28 seconds left in the first. Pendleton is up, and here's our second free throw from Trout. Trout hits the second free throw. 2 for 2 right there, and Pendleton will be up 17-14 as we go into the last 20 seconds of the first quarter. Delaney Williams is going to drive in for and kick back out. Mount Vernon is moving the ball all over the court right now, really trying to spread it out and get a good shot here in the last 10 seconds. They're trying to set up at the top of the key, and a little aggressive by Casey Warfel. She'll get called for the on-the-floor foul, and that's her first of the game. We got 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Mount Vernon's going to try to draw up a play from their far north baseline, and they're going to dump it into 22, Addison Bucksot. She's going to find number 12, Britt in the corner, picked back up, and they're going to call a foul at the bottom of the paint under the basket. The ball was put onto the floor, and there was players from both teams looking for it, and that's another foul on Casey Warfel. That's her second there in a minute. Mount Vernon will have the ball down at the baseline. It will be inbounded by Baxter. Baxter's looking for somebody to come down the lane here. Pat kicks it out to the wing to Zoe Wood. And there's a three just off the mark at the buzzer. We're going to go into the end of the first quarter, 17-14, Pendleton Heights. We're going to take a quick break here at the quarter. This is the Arabian Sports Network at 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text INDIANA to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to this Pendleton Heights, Mount Vernon, the State Road 67 showdown. We are here starting the second quarter. It's 17-14 Pendleton Heights. I'm Luke Watson, and you're here with J.C. Robinette, and we're going to jump right back into the action here as there's a big three by Casey Warfel, and that's going to put Pendleton up 20-14 as we just start the second stanza here. Those are her first 3 points of the game. Mount Vernon has the ball at the top of the key. Delaney Williams passing it back over to Thomas. And Thomas is looking for somebody as Pendleton has really closed the space here on defense in the first half. But Mount Vernon, I'll tell you so far, has hit a lot of threes and had some big shots and some big moments. We have 20. Baxter with the ball up at the top. She's going to drive down the right side of the lane, and she loses the ball in transition to Ada Hupfer, who's driving the floor. Turns it right back over to Gabby Thomas, and Mount Vernon's going to bring the ball back up the court. That's three straight fast breaks here, and it's just off the right side for Zoe Wood on a right-handed layup there. And we're starting to run the court a little bit here. This is turning a bit into a track meet. Pendleton's trying to push it again. Ada Hupfer with the ball up top, and she's going to flip it back over to Gray. And the senior's going to flip it back into Ada Hupfer. Find some good footwork on a post move. Two missed shots back-to-back, got her own rebound, and Mount Vernon is going to come down with the ball. Zoe Wood's going to slow the game down for Mount Vernon as she brings it back over the timeline here with 6 minutes left in the first half. The Lady Marauders have the ball up at the top of the key. Number 12, Zoe Wood. Wood's going to pass it over to Thomas, and we're going to have a foul on the floor. Looks like Aubrey Gray went down, and they're going to call that one on a blocking foul. Timeout going to be taken by the Arabians here, and we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network at 91.7 WEEM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network at 91.7 WEEM. We're just under 6 minutes left in the second quarter. 22 points for the Lady Arabians to 14 for the Lady Marauders. And there was a foul there on the court. Casey Warfel drew it, and she will go to the line for two. That will be the third foul for Addison Bucksaw as she's starting to be a little bit into foul trouble here in the first half.
Casey Warfel, senior, with an 81% foul shot. So I'm looking for a lot from her today.
Warfel has turned it on here. 5 points in the second quarter as she hits the free throw on the and one. And the Lady Marauders will bring it back down the court. Delaney Williams is going to kick it out to the wing. Big shot by Gabby Thomas, just a bit short. And the rebound will be brought down by Perry. Perry's going to push it up the court and kick it over to Trout. excuse me, back into the corner for Casey Werfel, and there's the three. She gets the own rebound as it's tipped out and tries to jump back in and just loses the handle on it there. Werfel's going to turn it over back to the Lady Marauders. A couple of subs coming back in on the floor for the Arabians. We have Gray, Werfel, both Werfels, excuse me, Ada Hupfer, and over on the wing we have Bree Perry. For the Marauders, coming up the court right now is Wood, the freshman, and she's looking to find another slot over to Delaney Williams on the right side. Tries to run a two-man game there with Wood, and it is turned back over as Aubrey Gray is going to bring it back up the court for the Lady Arabians. Drives in on the left side, kicks back over to Werfel, back out to Gray. There's a three from the wing, and it's good!
That is a big shot from Aubrey Gray right there. She's on fire.
That's a huge shot for her. She's 60% on the year, and that's her first three-pointer for the game. Big assist there by Casey Werfel as well, and Mount Vernon's going to bring it back down the court. No half-court trap to be played right now, as Coach Rogers has been using that sparingly. Excuse me, that assist there was by Olivia Jones, number 22, and the Marauders are going to bring it back down. Good inside footwork by Gabby Thomas down in the low post out there in the short corner, and that'll make it 26-16 with 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. The Lady Arabians lead. 22 Olivia Jones catches the inbound pass into the paint just a couple steps too far, and they're going to call the traveling violation, and Mount Vernon will take the ball in their own end, and it looks like Wood, the freshman, is going to bring it up for Mount Vernon. Couple of stats for you on the game. There's two fouls for Mount Vernon, and it does not look like, looks like there's three for the Lady Arabians so far. Gabby Thomas has the ball over in the corner for Mount Vernon, and she's looking to try to get it inside. Covered very well by Aubrey Werfel, the sophomore. Mount Vernon has a little bit of a push into the paint, and just an errant pass there. It's going to be just out of the reach of the Lady Arabians, and Pendleton Heights is going to bring the ball back up to court. Emma Roberts, has the ball up at the top of the key. She kicks it down to Bree Perry, and the ball is turned back over to Mount Vernon as they drive the court now, and they're looking to push the tempo here. Ball inside to Addison Bucksaw, and they're really trying to press the ball to her here, and it just falls out of bounds. A little bit deep of a pass, and the Lady Arabians will take the ball back over.
Looks like we've got Ada Hupfer coming in for Olivia Jones.
Jones played some good minutes there. Jones had a couple of turnovers created, and Ada Hupfer had a little bit of rest as she is the game's leading scorer so far with 11 points. And she's had, I think, 8 free throws at the line here so far, JC.
Yeah, she's doing great today.
They're going to try to keep it. Hupfer has the ball up top, puts it on the deck, passes it over, and they're going to call off the shot on the travel for Aubrey Werfel. She hits the three, but they're calling it a travel on the floor before she took it. Great shot there at the top of the key, though. Mount Vernon's going to inbound the ball, and Wood's going to bring it up the court for the Lady Arabians. She drives into the right side, takes a great shot, and that's a really good layup to the right side. Mount Vernon, that was a great basket for them, a good response, and it is 26-18 Pendleton here with 3 minutes in the second half. Ball, it seems to be turned over in the middle of the court. Didn't really seem to be either team's ball there. They both had an attachment to it. And they're going to call the foul on Ada Hupfer. That's going to be her first of the game. And Mount Vernon is going to inbound the ball just on the wrong side of the timeline. We've got Emma Roberts on the ball handler. And Aaliyah Baxter is going to bring it in. Looks like we have a little bit of technical difficulty here on the scoreboard as the refs are going to try to fix that. Yeah, we're going to take a quick live ad read here.
Check out the PHHS daily announcements anytime on 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. Keep up to date with what's going on in and around Pendleton Heights High School with the PHHS daily announcements, wherever podcasts can be found.
Thank you, JC. The problem has been fixed, and we are back into the game. Just under 3 minutes left. Pendleton is up 26-18 on Mount Vernon, and there was a hard foul on the floor there. Looks like Aubrey Werfel was the one. I think she was trying to take the charge and just didn't get the feet set in time. We're going to have two at the line here from Delaney Williams, the freshman. staggered stance, free throws are shot, and the first one just kicks off to the left, a little long. For the Arabians, checking in is Manny Trout, and she's going to step in for Bree Perry, number 20. In the game for the Arabians is Ada Hupfer, Emma Roberts, Olivia Jones, Amy Trout, and number 24, Aubrey Warfel. Second free throw will be good for Delaney Williams, and she has 7 on the game so far. She's the leading scorer here for Mount Vernon.
Delaney is also a freshman, so, you know, as a freshman, she's looking great today.
It's a good game for her so far, absolutely. Between her and Zoe Wood and Baxter, there's 3 solid freshmen that are getting some great time here for Mount Vernon. 24, Warfel, the sophomore, kicks it in, kicked over to Ada Hupfer, and she goes up for the shot and is fouled. I think that's the 5th foul she's drawn, and she's going to go back to the line again today.
Ada Hupfer with that 80% on fouls, on free throws. So, you know, she's looking really good. We've gotten a lot of points for her from free throws today, and, you know, we're really excited.
Looks like that's the first foul on the game for Gabby Thomas as Hupfer hits another free throw on the game. That's her 12th point of the contest so far. Second one just off the front of the rim rolls in, and she's at 13 points on the game. Score is 28-19, Pendleton Heights over Mount Vernon with just about 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Mount Vernon hit a couple of big shots at the end of the first quarter, and we're going to see if they're going back to that offensive focus. They were really trying to get some three-point shots over to the wing, and Delaney Williams and Zoe Wood were both able to hit those. Big three up here by Gabby Thomas, and it's just short. Rebounded by Pendleton, and they're going to bring the ball back up to the court. Casey Warfel is going to kick it back over to her sister, who brings it back to her. Ada Hupford brings down the rebound from the Warfel shot up herself, and the rebound is picked up by number 12, Casey Warfel, as she hits the two-pointer there. She's at 7 points on the game. That's a really good offensive effort play for that rebound. Mount Vernon bringing the ball back up the court. And it's brought up for number 20. Baxter shoots just off to the right. Pendleton's going to bring it back up the court. And again, we're at 1:30, 90 seconds here left in the first half. Pendleton Heights is up 30-19 on Mount Vernon. Short shot there by Casey Warfel just won't go. And we have a foul on the floor. It's going to be number 50, Warfel. Ada Hupfer, number 50, has the foul there. That'll be her 2nd of the half. And she's... For how much the ball has been on her, how active it has been, how much they've been trying to push it down the floor, she's done a good job of staying out of foul trouble today. She's going to sit down here for the last 90 seconds, it looks like. Stepping in for her here is number 20, Bree Perry. And Mount Vernon's going to swing the ball around up top. They're looking for the right shot for them here to end the first half. We're just now to a minute, 60 seconds left. Big pick up top for Aaliyah Baxter, and Wood's going to drive over to the left. Just a turnover on the entry pass as Pendleton's going to bring the ball back up the court. That was picked off by Mammy Trout. She's going to kick it down to Aubrey Warfel, and she's just going to leave the layup a bit long there as Mount Vernon's going to come back down the court, and they're going to have a turnover, a little bit deep of a pass there for the Lady Marauders, and Pendleton's going to have the ball with just 50 seconds left here in this first half, 30-19, Pendleton over Mount Vernon. And we're going to slow down the offense a little bit here. It looks like Pendleton is looking over to the right side, and they're going to try to run a two-man game here with their point guard and their shooting guard. Both 23 and 22, Jones and Roberts are looking good shots up top. It's the three of them up top with Aubrey Warfel. Down low, we have Bree Perry, and number 5, Mamie Trout, is over on the wing. It looks like more of a 3-2 right now than the 4-1 they had been running initially. As there's a ball that's kicked out of bounds by... Number 23, Emma Roberts, she's going to kick it wide, and she made that very clear down there on the court. Did you see her there?
Yeah, she was like, that was me.
Good sportsmanship there by Pendleton. It looks kind of, they were airing a commercial a while back, actually, about that on the IHSAA network. It's cool to see good sportsmanship there, and Mount Vernon's going to have the ball. Looks like they're going to hold for the last possession here. 10 seconds left on the clock as they cross the timeline. Wood, the freshman, has it up top, and she is guarded and covered up right now by Olivia Jones. Drives all the way down. Looks like it gets kicked away from her and rolls safely out of bounds. Mount Vernon's going to have 3 seconds left here, JC. And I'll tell you, this is where you see coaching come into play. You got to try to see if this play that's ran here is going to be able to be defended by the Arabians. Ball is kicked out up top. Number 12 has it. Takes a shot at the buzzer, and it's just a bit short for Zoe Wood as we're going to head into our end of our first half. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
You got to pay attention.
But they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show here on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm here with Pendleton Heights girls basketball player Aubrey Gray. Aubrey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. All right, so stepping into your first season playing here after coming out of the state, what made you transfer to Pendleton, and what do you think about the team and players that you have alongside you?
So for your first question, my dad's actually in the Army. As you guys may know, Army, you kind of move around a lot. So this was our next place, and the team, honestly, from before I even walked in, they were very welcoming, from Coach Rogers all the way down to incoming freshmen. Everybody was really welcoming and really just making it a good place to transfer my senior year.
All right. And then not that long ago, you guys started your season. So how did workouts go during the off season, and how easy was it to really fit in here and create chemistry with your teammates?
Workouts in the off season, they're, I mean, good. You know, I've been through this before. I've been to four high schools in four years, so. You know, honestly, they're all very welcoming, fit in pretty well. You know, I get to joke with them and stuff. So the chemistry is there. I think leading into the season, that chemistry has been there, and I think we're doing pretty good.
All right. And then to step away from basketball, let me ask you, you said your dad was in the Army.
Yeah.
You said that you moved four times already within high school. I'm sure that's maybe some stressful during, like, you know, in certain states. So last time you moved, where did you move from? And what are the differences between there and now Indiana that you've seen so far?
So the first time I moved from Arizona to Texas, and now I'm moving from Texas to Indiana. So, I mean, from Texas to here, I would say the culture is probably different. That's probably a big one. The weather.
Yeah.
Weather is a huge one. But, I mean, I think that you just got to be adaptable. And that's really the biggest thing I can take from it.
You're probably used to it, too. Did you move before high school at all? Or was it just in high school is when you really
I did, because my mom was actually in the Army, and my stepfather was in the Navy, so we lived in California briefly.
Yeah.
But then after that, kind of just stayed put in Arizona for a little bit.
California is probably nice, huh?
Yeah, California is probably my favorite.
So how did your team in, you said Texas, right?
Yeah.
How'd your team in Texas do last season, and how'd you do individually as well?
So last season in Texas, we made the playoffs. We lost in the first round, which was disappointing, not what we wanted, obviously, individually. I think it was a great year just learning how to do different things, different skills. I think defense was one of the things for me. I had to really lock in and get some, like, toughness to my game. And just bringing that here along with my offense, it's just, honestly, I couldn't have pictured it better than this.
Yeah. And obviously, being to four different high schools, you probably played for four different coaches.
Yeah.
What sticks out with Coach Rogers, and, you know, what's your really favorite thing about him so far?
Honestly, Coach Rogers, he's just a really chill person to begin with. Like, I just always in coaches, I just like to see how they are as people. And he's just a really good person. And as a coach, he really wants what's best for us. He's going to do whatever it takes for us to win games. And that's just a system that you would love to be a part of.
Yeah, of course. So opening night, you guys have played Hamilton Heights, big win, 70-19. What kind of confidence did that give you guys, and how have you tried to work off of that?
First game gave us a lot of confidence. We were really just playing how we couldn't have imagined playing better, to be honest with you. You know, we were moving the ball, chemistry was there. And I guess our biggest thing after that was just, like, what's next? Like, we have to build off of that, and obviously, you know, playing Westfield after that probably wasn't what we envisioned. But I think every game is just our thing right now is brick by brick. So every game is, they all have their own challenges.
Yeah. And obviously preseason, this being your first season here, like we've talked about, trying to fit in with the team, trying to get that right role, you know, that you imagine playing in. What did you do specifically to try to, you know, gain that role? And what kind of role did Coach Rogers, you know, place you in kind of to start off the season as well?
Honestly, in the beginning, starting out, like just off-season workouts, I kind of just, you know, I always give your all out there. And as far as the roles go, like, obviously I'm a point guard, but I play some two guard. Like, sometimes I'm in there to play defense. Sometimes I'm in there to create. Sometimes I'm in there to just, like, shoot off the ball. So there's different roles and all that. And I think me being the type of player I am, I can kind of do a little bit of different stuff. So he's kind of just gave me, like, whatever. I mean, whatever I really want.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of just lets me go ahead.
All right. Well, that's unfortunately all the time we have for this segment. Thanks for joining me. Good luck with the rest of your season.
Thanks.
Glad to have you here at Pendleton. But we'll be right back to some Arabian Sports Network action here on 91.7 WEEM.
Can't make it to the game?
Aww.
Don't worry. Our sports staff talks to the PHHS coaches to recap last week's games and preview upcoming games. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM on Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. 91.7 WEEM.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. We just wrapped up the first half here. Lady Arabians are taking on the Lady Marauders here this afternoon. Currently, Lady Arabians are leading score 30-19 to the Lady Marauders. Glad you got to sit down with, or glad you got to listen to Aiden Wilson sitting down with Aubrey Gray, a new senior transfer to the girls basketball team here at Pendleton Heights. Luke, what are you thinking about the game so far today?
This has been a really, really interesting game to watch so far. I think we went scoreless for the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game as some great defense was being played on both sides. Pendleton's really had some success with this half-court trap that they've been running, and when they've started to break it out into the full court, they've really put the pressure on Mount Vernon, and it's been a bit of a boom-or-bust strategy for them. So we've seen some times where Pendleton has accrued some turnovers, but Mount Vernon has also had a couple of times where they've made some really great passes out. It's been a bit of a freshman story here for Mount Vernon, as they have two freshmen in Delaney Williams and Zoe Wood who have stepped up. Delaney Williams has had two big threes and some free throws that has her at 8 points on the game so far, and Zoe's chipped in 4 points herself. Addison Bucksot, who they've been really trying to push the ball to down low, has had a bit of foul trouble, but when she's getting the ball, she's been really great as well, as she's chipped in another 6 points. For the Pendleton side, this game's all about Ada Hupfer so far. She is
looking fantastic today with her points.
She has done a great job with footwork down in the low post, getting to the line, and she has 13 points, 8 of those coming on free throws, and she's done a decent job staying out of foul trouble. She has 2, and that might be something we really need to focus on here late in the game. But then Casey Warfel as well, she has 7 points. Aubrey, her sister, has 4, and then we have another 3 points from Aubrey Gray. She hit a big 3 off the bench there at the end of the second quarter, and her 3-point percentage on the year is 60%, so maybe look to her if they bring her back in the second half here to try to put this away. But for Mount Vernon, they've gotten some really good minutes from Aaliyah Baxter as well. They've just had a little bit of foul trouble here with Ada Hupfer. I would tell you that for Mount Vernon to continue to be successful, they got to keep working through that full court trap, and they got to start to keep hitting like these threes. They've had some really good looks here in their 5-out offense, and then when they've gone to the 4-1 with Addison Bucksot, they've had some success. But that's what we're going to need to see out of them. And for Pendleton, continue to push it for Ada Hupfer. We're going to take a quick break here before the end of halftime. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls. You can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. Now here's second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. We're here from Joe Buck Court, Pendleton Heights, the Lady Arabians against Mount Vernon, the Lady Marauders. And just 20 seconds in to the second half here, Pendleton is up 33-19. There was another big three there by Olivia Jones. Those are her first points of the night to kick us off here in the second half. Mount Vernon takes three of their own at the top of the key. And we're getting some range on this game here so far. That was number 12, Zoe Wood, the freshman.
They are fired up this afternoon. Wow. And
yeah, it looks like the tone has been set for the second half with both teams responding to each other with some threes. And Pendleton Heights will have the ball on their end. They're keeping the ball around the arc here. Kick back up to the top, and it's taken by the freshman, Zoe Wood, as she pushes the court looking to go coast to coast. This ball is just tipped away from her, and it's going to go back to Olivia Jones, who just hit that three there. Trout with the ball, and she's trying to dump it back into Hupfield. She's going to kick it back out top to Warfield. Warfield drives in, jumper from the elbow, and it's just off to the left. Great offensive rebound and effort there by Olivia Jones, and she's at 5 points here in the second half already. 6:30 left to go in the third period. Pendleton Heights 35, Mount Vernon 22. As Mount Vernon's going to bring the ball back down the floor, Williams has the ball over in the far corner, kicks it back over to Reagan Britt at the top, and she's going to spin it over to Gabby Thomas. Looks like they're playing a three-man game here at the top of the key. And they're trying to find some steps up top. Wood is surveying the full floor, and she drives in just below the free throw line and is fouled on her jumper. Looks to be the foul on Olivia Jones there. And that will be her first foul on the game. It's actually on Emma Roberts, number 23.
Zoe Wood with 70% free throw average. So she is looking amazing, and she just made the first free throw shot. So awesome.
That's going to bring her to 8 points on the game so far, and that's her third point of this half. She's looking like she's trying to take over this game here. It'll be exciting to watch this freshman throughout. Another shot goes down for her at the free throw line. It is now 35-24, the Lady Arabians over the Lady Marauders, as Pendleton Heights is going to bring the ball back down the court. It's Emma Roberts. Roberts is going to spin it over to Trout. Trout up top to Hupford. Hupford drives in two dribbles, and she gets fouled on the play. Looks like they were trying to take the charge and just couldn't get her feet set again down there at the low block. And Hupford's going to go back to the line for her 9th and 10th free throw shots of the game. She's already at 13 points. And if she can continue to hit free throws at this clip that she has, we're looking at a 20 or 25 point game out of her. 13 points per game is her average so far. Both free throws go down, and she's at 15 points on the game. Mount Vernon's going to bring the ball back down the court here. Wood is going to swing it down over to Thomas. Thomas searching up top for the person they want. She drives down to the floor, over to Williams. Williams is going to kick it back outside to Wood. Wood surveying the top. She's kind of owned the top here. Top of the key has been her specialty here in the second half. She's going to spin it over to Thomas, and Thomas is going to pass back over. They're flying around with the ball movement here. This is some great ball movement out of Mount Vernon. They're trying to find their open shots. They are trying to pick their shots selectively. Williams in the corner with it. She's hit two threes from there already, and they're going to pass it back out top. This is a great possession here by Mount Vernon, a long possession. Looking to find the right shot there. It's Thomas just short. Picked up the rebound for 22 Bucksot, and she's going to miss just off the right side with the layup. Hupfield comes down with the rebound, and she's going to just miss a pass over into the front court, and it will go back to Mount Vernon. That was quite a long possession by Mount Vernon, and they got two good looks out of it. Maybe they're really trying to focus on their shot selection here in the second half. Wood's going to kick it down over to Thomas, and she's going to put up a three from the wing, and it's just down. A little bit of banging around down in the paint there between Hupford and 32, Kat Simmons. And the ball is going to go back to the Lady Arabians on the play. 23, Emma Roberts running the point at this time as she passes over the timeline and is picked up immediately by Wood. Wood is able to get a hand on it, flips up. Williams is down in the paint, and they keep it up top here for Mount Vernon. Wood with a nice steal, some good hands, some active hands for the Lady Marauders. She's going to have the ball here up top, and her and Reagan Britt, the senior, are looking to run a two-man game here up at the top of the key. Passing it back over to Britt. Britt surveying her options here as Kat Simmons is trying to get open down in the post. Reagan Britt here drives in, double-teamed up by two Arabians, and they are able to get the ball out, and it goes to Trout. Trout back over to Werfel as they bring the ball back up the court. She flips it over to Roberts, and Roberts tries to dump it in to Hupfer. Hupfer down into the post for Werfel, and she puts up a nice layup. That's another 2 points for Casey Werfel. 39-24 Arabians over Marauders here with just under 4 minutes left in the third. Mount Vernon back down the floor, and it's just off by Delaney Williams on the side. Hupford's going to bring the ball up herself, and it's just tipped on a pass by Gabby Thomas, and it will be in the front court, the Lady Arabians ball.
Check in, Aubriana Gray.
Gray is going to check in here for the Arabians, and it looks like Aubrey Werfel will go sit down. Gray with the ball up here at the top of the key. She's got 3 points already on the day. Contested pass by Gabby Thomas. That's her second in a row in the same spot of the front court, and it will be Arabians ball on the baseline right above the Joe Buck court. Delaney Williams tips the pass, and she's got the breakaway layup. That's another two for her. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 39-26, Pendleton Heights over Mount Vernon. Looks like the Mount Vernon is running a half-court trap of their own as they're starting to double-team up in the corners here of the half-court offense, and they've just created a turnover there, and they're going to have the ball back here after a big breakaway by Delaney Williams. Williams again with the ball over in the corner. She hands it back to Wood. Wood finds another option in Britt. Britt puts up a shot, and it's just short, and Werfel and Hupfer is able to box out the missed shot, and it will go back to the Arabians, and they'll be able to set up their offense here as Mount Vernon has called off the press. But it looks like Wood is going to pick up Thomas at the half-court line, and she's not going to let her pass the volleyball line without some contact. Flips up a long lob pass to Mammy Trout, and Trout just steps out of bound there, and the ball will go back to Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon has really picked up their defense. They've become stifling here in the second half. If they're going to try to get the ball down to Hupfer for Pendleton Heights, they're going to have to go through all of the Lady Marauders. Hupford with a great rebound off of a shot, and Pendleton's going to push back up the court here. They're going to try to pick up the tempo a little bit. Thomas has it. Gray has it in the corner, and she's going to set it back up at the top of the key. Over to the wing for Werfel, and she'll take a nice layup attempt, and it's an and one. Great play by Casey Werfel as she gets the hoop and the harm, and she'll shoot another one at the line. She's got 11 on the day, only trailing 13 here by Ada Hupfer. That's a great attempt there. She even sprawling to the floor. She was able to find the balance to make a finish.
She threw her body to make that shot, and she's got 81% free throw, so, you know, she's looking absolutely amazing. She's on fire this game, and I'm so excited to see what's come from her.
Now we get the three free throw attempt to finish off the and one. And it's just long there by Werfel, and Mount Vernon will come down with the rebound, and Pendleton went immediately back to that full court press and was able to create the turnover. Werfel kicks it out to number three, Gray. Gray back to Werfel. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on the floor here on the Marauders. Getting the number from the official here, it was Kat Simmons. with the foul for the Marauders, and it's going to stay Pendleton's front court. They got the ball on the baseline, looking for a good play out of Coach Rogers here. Picked up by Hupfield, and nice backdoor cut by Aubrey Warfel, and just misses the shot. Good coverage on defense by Delaney Williams. Williams is going to have it up top with Thomas. Thomas is going to kick it down over to Baxter, and Baxter's going to find Wood here, the freshman, back at the top. Couple strong dribbles there by Wood as she's trying to create a little bit of penetration on the defense. Pendleton is not letting the Marauders inside the three-point line much in this second half. It's a good adjustment by Coach Shelton and Coach Rogers. Tipped pass is going to go out of bounds, and we are going to stay on Mount Vernon's side of the court. They will have the ball up by the Joe Buck Court logo.
Lady Arabians are leading Mount Vernon Marauders 41-26 with a minute 30 left on the clock.
Thank you, JC. And as we come back into it, Wood driving through the lane, and that's a great layup for her to give another 2 points. She's up above 10 today. She's going to reach her average here by the end of the third with how she's been playing. She's got 12 on the day. Turnover there in the front court by Aubrey Gray, and she's going to give it to Wood. Back to Gray. The ball's ping-ponging back and forth here, and Mount Vernon comes down after a couple of possession swaps. They've got it up inside the three-point line. And it looks like we may have an injury on the court. We're going to take a quick break here. This is the Arabian Sports Network at 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness. Fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. Just over 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. Pendleton Heights is up 41-28 over the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders. Mount Vernon has the ball in the front court here. It looks like they're going to try to slow it down just a little bit here with 40 seconds left. Wood has the ball just crossing over the timeline after a quick turnover by Pendleton. And the Marauders have come out a little bit on fire after that quick injury timeout. And they're looking to pass all over. And a great take on the layup by Thomas. And it's just long. But another offensive rebound by Kat Simmons. And it is swatted away from her, holding it high. And it's going to be the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians ball. With 22 seconds left in the third quarter, you have to start to think if this is going to be the last shot attempt of this quarter. Gray is going to bring it up for the Lady Arabians, and she finds some help. Mount Vernon has come to the volleyball line to defend, and it's great hands, great active hands there by Gabby Thomas as she creates the jump ball attempt. Possession will stay with the Arabians, but the light will go back over to the Marauders here. 7 seconds left here in the quarter. And it's a big steal by Zoe Wood, and she's going to take the left-handed layup all the way to the hoop. That's a great play. That's the second big fast break turnover for the Marauders in this game, with the first one being by Delaney Williams. We're going to end the third quarter with a score of 41-30. Pendleton Heights is leading. We're live here from Joe Buck Court, and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
In high school sports, it's fun making big plays, facing off against your school's rival, and winning games.
But behind those exciting moments is a lot of hard work, perseverance, and mental toughness. I'm Kay Garn from Wallasey High School.
And I'm Claire Hack from Jennings County High School. High school sports help student-athletes develop the mindset we need to face life's challenges, be resilient, and embrace the uncomfortable.
We learn that overcoming adversity is how we grow. and by leaning into challenges, we develop courage and integrity.
We discover there are no shortcuts to success and that it only comes when preparation meets opportunity.
Behind all the fun and excitement of playing, we are growing as people and learning powerful life lessons through high school sports.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support the second classroom by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Thank you for being a champion of high school sports. This is developing resilience. This is conquering challenges. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. Pendleton Heights is up to start the fourth quarter over the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders, 41-32. And that was a big basket there, though, to cut it to that score by Delaney Williams. And she's got 14 or 15 on the game so far. And it looks like we have a foul down on the other end for Pendleton Heights as they were bringing it up, and it will be their ball about to be inbounded by Olivia Jones for the Lady Arabians. Good play drawn up to open up Ada Hupfer, and she's going to flip it back over to the top to five. Back over to Olivia Jones, and she's going to take a three and drains it.
Amazing shot by Olivia right there. She is looking like she is on fire right now.
Olivia Jones with eight on the day, and it's going to be 44-32 Pendleton here with just about 7 minutes left in the fourth. Zoe Wood has the ball up top for Mount Vernon, and it just gets tipped away, and we've got a scrum on the floor. Five different players are fighting for it, and it looks like number 20, Baxter, for Mount Vernon, was the one who finally made the effort and was able to strip it away from the rest, and it looks like it's a timeout, a 30-second timeout here for the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders, and we're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We're back here on 91.7 WEEM, the Arabian Sports Network. 1 minute into the fourth quarter here, the score is 44-32, Pendleton Heights over Mount Vernon in the State Road 67 showdown. Mount Vernon's going to have the ball, bringing it up the court here is going to be Wood. She's got 12 on the day, and she has been looking great here in the second half. She's been one of their defensive stalwarts, just stifling the Pendleton Heights defense here. Or Pendleton Heights offense, excuse me. And she's going to flip it over on the wing to Gabby Thomas. And Thomas is getting double-teamed here by Hupford and by Trout. Ball's going to go to the floor, and we're going to have another jump ball between Kat Simmons and Trout, and it's going to go back to the Arabians. Ball's going to be brought up to the front court by Emma Roberts. No full court press here at this time, but she's going to be picked up at half court by Wood, who's been all over her today. Olivia Jones drives in and just kicks to Trout. Trout pump fakes, shot just above the free throw line, and it's going to be brought down by Olivia Jones. She kicks it over to Hupford, who kicks it back out wide to Emma Roberts, and she's going to bring it back down to Jones. Two great offensive rebounds there, and Jones puts up a jumper from about 14 feet, and it goes down. 46-32 Pendleton here. And Jones goes to double digits with that. That's her 10th points of the game. Two offensive rebounds on that possession. That was a great rep by the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. Ball is being brought up by Baxter here for Mount Vernon, and she's going to flip it over to Williams. Williams looking to press in, trying to find an inbounding pass here as Mount Vernon is set back up into their 3-2 offense. Williams looks to find Thomas, and it is just missed, and the ball is back to the floor, and Kat Simmons back to her second jump ball there in just as many minutes. Excuse me, it looks like they called the foul there on Aubrey Gray, the senior, and that will be her first of the game as Mount Vernon tries to run their inbound play. Great play to get it in. Gabby Thomas is going to kick it over to Williams. Williams kicking it back to Britt. Britt's going to drive in on the right side, and she is blocked by Ada Hupfer. Ball back out to Gabby Thomas, and it's just off the front of the rim. Great possession there by both teams, and they're staying locked into this fourth quarter. We're going to see some great action here. 5:30 left to go in the fourth. 46-32 Pendleton. And Pendleton's bringing the ball back up the court after it is kicked out of bounds by a Marauder. And Emma Roberts has it over on the right side. She dumps it in to Huppner, and that's another 2 points for Huppner to put her at 17 on the day. Mount Vernon's going to bring it back up the court with just about 5 minutes on the clock. Wood's going to try to pass it over to Simmons. Looks like they're going to call a foul there on Casey Warfel.
It's going to be her second of the day, or third of the day, I'm sorry.
It's her third of the day, and Wood's going to have it up top for Mount Vernon. She's going to kick it over to Williams, struggling to get through the Pendleton defense, and it kicks out of bounds. Pendleton ball here. 48-32 Pendleton Heights with just under 5 minutes left to play. Neither team really looking to be in any foul trouble. Enough timeouts left for both teams. And Wood is going to pick up Roberts at the half-court line. Big steal by Williams for another fast break. And here come the Lady Marauders. Just loses it in the transition to the basket. And Pendleton Heights is going to run back down the floor. Big shot here by Warfel. Just a bit long on the three. It's rebounded by Trout out at the top of the arc. And she's going to kick it over to Jones. Jones looking to the left side of the arc here. And she's going to reset the offense as she gets the ball back to Roberts. Roberts finds a nice inlet pass, a great backdoor cut by Trout, and she's going to take the foul and be shooting two at the line. That's a great basketball high IQ play there for Trout as she finds the backdoor cut.
Mimi Trout with 60% free throw. She is looking great today. She makes that first free throw shot right there.
Yeah, and this is where free throw shooting can be so important in a game like this. If Pendleton Heights would like to continue to widen the margin, they're going to have to earn it at the line here late in the game. And Trout hits both there. She's got 4 points on the day, and she's looking very strong here in the fourth quarter. Wood's going to bring the ball back up the court for the Lady Marauders, and she's going to hit a turnaround jumper from about 7 feet out, and that's a strong shot by her. She's got her 12th and 13 points on the day here there. Just about 4 minutes left to go in the game. Pendleton Heights is up 50-34 over the Lady Marauders. And the Lady Marauders have turned to a half-court trap in full. Some nice passing from Ada Hupfer to get it down low to Casey Warfel. That's another two for Warfel there. And she's got 13 of her own for the Lady Arabians. Back down the floor here for Mount Vernon, and they're going to try to get it inside. Good floater up by Gabby Thomas, and it's just a bit long, but she picks up the rebound, puts up another, won't go, but Kat Williams with another offensive rebound, and she's swarmed by three Lady Arabians, and they're going to call the jump ball. That is the third jump ball that Kat Simmons has been a part of today, and she's worked really strong in the paint today for the Lady Marauders. Pendleton's going to have the ball here, coming back up the court. Just about 3 minutes left to play, and it's going to be Emma Roberts who brings it over the line. And she kicks a long pass down to Trout, who goes give and go with Ada Huppner, but it's not able to get back to Trout here. And Zoe Wood's going to bring it back up the floor for the Lady Marauders. She's trying to find some space with a pick play up top with Britt, and it's kicked over to Williams. Williams is going to bring it back over to Thomas, and Thomas is looking to try to find Kat Williams down in the post, but gives it back up to Zoe Wood. She's going to go over on the left side here. And they're, again, running this 3-2, but it looks like Williams is going to try to kick back out. Big, strong drive by Kat Simmons here, and she is blocked by Ada Huppner. That's a big-time block. That is the third block of the game for Huppner here. And we're going to have Pendleton Heights ball. Just about 2.5 minutes left to play. Pendleton up 52-34, and driving in is Jones. Jones is going to kick over to Warfel, who kicks over to Roberts, takes the baseline. That's a big left-handed power layup, and it's just a bit strong as it clangs off the back of the rim. And Mount Vernon's going to come down with it. Simmons is looking to be streaking open, but they can't get it down to her, and it's going to be a layup the other way for Casey Warfel. She's got 16 now on the day and six here in the fourth quarter. Mount Vernon bringing the ball back up the court. It is Zoe Wood, and she's going to drive to the right side, take an eight-footer, and it is good. Zoe Wood again. She now has 16 on the day of her own, and it is 54-36 Pendleton Heights with just about a minute and a half here in the fourth. Big strong play down here on the other end on the Pendleton side, and it's going to be a foul on number 32, Kat Simmons, for Mount Vernon. Looks like there was a little bit too much contact between her and Ada Hupford, and Pendleton's going to have the ball on their baseline. Big pass out top up top to Casey Warfel. She struggles to corral it in, and it's picked up by Mount Vernon. Big layup here, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. It's going to be on number 12, Casey Warfel, and Mount Vernon's going to have the ball on their end.
It's going to be Casey Warfel's fourth foul of the game. She has to be really careful for this last minute and 30 seconds of this game, make sure she didn't get another foul.
Big three taken here by Baxter, and it's just off, brought down by Ada Hupner. She's been everywhere today. I think that's her sixth or seventh rebound. Ravens bringing the ball back down the court. Big shot by Avery Miller, and that's a three from her. Her first three of the game on the board, and it's 57-36 Pendleton with just over a minute left. Big layup off of the steal for Emma Roberts, and she smells blood in the water here as she goes all the way to the rack, and that's another 2 points for her. With that, Mount Vernon's going to take a timeout. It's going to be a full, and we're going to take the timeout with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here. We are late in the fourth quarter on Joe Buck Court at Pendleton Heights High School. The Lady Arabians lead the Lady Marauders of Mount Vernon 59-36 with just over a minute left to play. Mount Vernon's going to have the ball all the way 95 feet from their basket, and it looks like Pendleton has pulled off the press here, and Williams is going to come up the court, take a 24-footer, and it just misses to the left here, but it's pulled down by the freshman Kat Simmons, and she is back to the floor again, and the ball's going to stay here with Mount Vernon, and it looks like they called that a jump ball. And Mount Vernon's going to try to set up their baseline play here. Passed over to Williams on the low block, and she's going to kick it back out up top to Thomas. Thomas fires it over to Baxter, and Baxter's got it up top for Mount Vernon here with just over 48 seconds left to play. Good play, Rand, to get the ball down to Kat Simmons, and she's going to create the foul. She's going to get two from the line there. Great play to break her open down low. And it's going to be a foul on Aubrey Warfel. It will be her first of the game.
Yeah, Aubrey Warfel's first of the game.
Third of the half here for Pendleton. Neither team with many fouls here in the second half. And Simmons is going to take her first free throw of the night here. Banks one in there, and that's her first points of the game. Simmons, the freshman, this is her second shot, and she's going to just miss it a little strong. One of two on the night. We got 40 seconds left here in the fourth quarter as Pendleton brings the ball up the court. Number 25, Sophia Bruce, the freshman, trying to find a little bit of room here. And it looks like it's going to be a blocking foul here on Thomas. That'll be her second of the game for Mount Vernon. And Pendleton's looking to run a play here. Miller's going to be the inbounder, number two. And she's going to look over to Warfel, Aubrey Warfel, with the long three, and it's just off. And Kat Simmons is going to pick up the rebound here for Mount Vernon. Bringing it up the court is Baxter, and she's going to bring it over the top to Reagan Britt. Looks like Mount Vernon's trying to make some good passing plays here again. Find good shot selection. It's down to Simmons just outside of the volleyball line, inside the three-point line. And she's going to have a kicked-out pass to Zoe Wood. Wood's going to bring it back to Simmons. She puts it up again, and it won't go. And that will be the game here. Final scores to come.
The final for this afternoon at Joe Book Court, Lady Marauders fall to the Lady Arabians 59-37. Stay tuned for the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be a good game. I think they can come away with a win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. We're here to recap the game that was just played here on Joe Buck Court. The Lady Arabians of Pendleton Heights have taken down the Lady Marauders of Mount Vernon 59-37, and it was a great game. JC, do you have any first thoughts for us here?
Well, for the Lady Arabians, senior Casey Warfel really stood out. She had about 15 points, and she was just on fire, along with sophomore Ada Hupfer, who had around 19 points this game.
Yes, it was a great game from them. Both of the Warfel sisters had a strong game. Aubrey had 4 points as well, but we got to talk for just a second about Ada Hupfer. She had 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 points on the day. That is above her average of 13, and she played really strong on the Mount Vernon side. A really great game out of freshman Zoe Wood and freshman Delaney Williams. A strong game from them. They both had double-digit points, with Williams having 10 and Zoe Wood having 16. It was a great game for them. We're going to take a quick break now here, as we're going to talk to Coach Rogers as he's come over to us. And you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Stay up to date with what's going on within the campus and community by following us on 91.7 WEEM.
Follow us today.
From game day previews, tonight's broadcasters, game day updates, podcasts, and so much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Luke Watson, and I am here with Coach Nick Rogers. Coach, do you have any initial thoughts right after the end of this game to share?
Yeah, you know, wasn't exactly pretty. But, you know, we were able to accomplish some of the things that we were looking to do, and we definitely turned up the heat the second half. Really the second quarter. The first quarter was not great, but after that we were much better defensively, and you know, we're starting to do some of the things that we wanted to on that end.
After a bit of a slow scoring start, what are you saying in that first timeout or that first break to really get into your players and help them to really succeed?
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things is we have struggled with these Saturday afternoon games. You know, we've started slow. And, you know, we didn't execute offensively on what we were looking for. We did not get a lot of the things that we were trying to get. And, you know, it got a little bit better once I kind of got into them there early in the first. But we just got to be better offensively. And we got to be able to sustain that level of defensive pressure.
Yeah, and I noticed that as we moved into the second quarter of the game, into the third, you were utilizing a half-court trap and a full-court press at different points in time. Yep. And really, the Ravens did a great job of staying out of foul trouble. Yep. Is that a focus of yours in practice this week?
Yeah, I mean, we that's something that we've struggled with at times. We get way too handsy. And, you know, I think Casey had three or four fouls this game. But, you know, just – it's a good win. It's something to build on. But, you know, we were better in the foul category, just looking to be able to sustain that defensive intensity.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thank you so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate it. We're going to take one more break here on the Arabian Sports Network at 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kid, realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network. That is going to wrap it up for us here. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you listened for the whole game or just a little, your support means the world. And we hope you'll be back for the next one. The next one is Tuesday, December 10th at Hamilton Southeastern. Tip-off is at 7:30 and pregame show is at 7:15. Thank you to Caitlin, the board op, back in the studio. Thanks for helping this broadcast run smoothly. Last but not least, thanks to all our sponsors and contributors. We couldn't do any of this without you. I am JC Robinette, and we're here with Luke Watson. The final score from Joe Buck Court, Lady Arabians 59, Lady Marauders 37. Have a great afternoon. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who helped make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.